If you file an EB-3 visa for your client, would you be able to file a PERM and a subsequent I-140/485 for the EB-3?
You file an EB-3 because it already has an underlying labor certification, correct? Whoever sent in the question. If you have an EB-3 filed with an underlying labor certification, then yes, you can do a separate case. If you have another job offer, another employer, you can do another PERM and another EB-3. Did that answer the question? I think the question was whether you can have two cases going at once, and the answer would definitely be yes.
Okay. Michelle's already answered all of these, so if you want to just grab them before she does. First one, can time spent as a U non-immigrant count towards the 5 years for naturalization once an individual has adjusted to LPR?
No.
No way.
Thank you.
I agree. I do U visas, too. No way. Have to be a lawful permanent resident.
Well, it's a non-immigrant visa.
For 3 to 5 years before you can apply for citizenship under that scheme.
Well, since Linda does use, we'll go right to next you questions here. How do you handle disclosure of a client's drug use 3 or more times in the last calendar year on the I-918 U visa application? No civil surgeon exam is required for the 918, so it is up to the applicant to identify possible health-related inadmissibility.